The layoff machine begins to slow.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The pace of layoffs slowed down last month. Employers cut 539,000 jobs. That's less than expected, and the smallest loss since October. Those laid-off people, though, well, it's hard to find a new job these days. The unemployment rate has climbed now from 8.5 to 8.9%. This is the morning open. Wall Street's been in business for about 20 minutes. Let's see how traders are reacting. Positively, the Dow is up 125 points, or 1.5%, at 8,535. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are both up about 1.5%. Major European markets up 1.5% to 2.5%. Asian markets closed mostly higher today. On the line with us is Jim Dunnigan, Chief Investment Officer of PNC Wealth Management. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Bill.
The big story, of course, is unemployment. What's your take on the news?
As you said, we're starting to see a shift from worse than expected to better than expected.
Mm-hmm.
So though pace of job losses are declining, you're right, the headline unemployment rate is still there, but overall better news for the economy.
Why did layoffs come in relatively low?
I think you're starting to see the economy, the pace of economic contraction slow. So we've laid off a lot of jobs in the fourth quarter and the first quarter of this year, and you're starting to see companies decline in that. And hopefully we'll see that continue to contract here and better economic news as we get into the balance of the year.
But still, 8.9%, and we hear it's going to get worse. The average person says, how does this say recovery?
Well, you start to see economic employment numbers are a lagging indicator, so they will continue to increase as we get toward the end of the recession. So if we're forecasting an end of the recession at the third quarter, we'll likely see that peak in the summertime and then start to see some better news on unemployment.
And Jim, I want to get a quick take on the bank stress tests. Those are now official. We've been whispering for so long. What's it all mean to you?
I think the good news, there were no surprises. Second piece, it's better that it's behind us. So I think we've removed a lot of the uncertainty that was out there within the banks, and we're probably going to turn from are they going to make it to start to looking at how much money will they make going forward.
Jim Dunnigan, Chief Investment Officer of PNC Wealth Management, thank you.
You bet.
Now let's get the story behind those April unemployment numbers. Here's Tamara Keith in Washington.
More than 500,000 people losing their jobs in 1 month isn't a good thing by any interpretation. But like a lot of things in this economy, it could have been worse.
The important thing is that April looks a lot better than March. And given the signals we're getting from the economy, I think we can assume that May will be substantially better than April as well.
Nigel Galt is an economist at IHS Global Insight. Manufacturing, retail, and construction all cut jobs in April, though not as many as the month before. Galt says that while the pace of job losses is slowing, the unemployment rate is going to keep rising. It's at 8.9% now, and he figures it will top out near 10.
I'd say really for the rest of the year, we'd expect to see the labor market continue to deteriorate. But the important thing is that the deterioration is going to gradually slow. And then by the time we get to 2010, that's when we can actually look forward to seeing jobs being created.
The jobs market is always one of the last things to recover. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
In a few minutes, we'll meet an American who thinks he might get laid off, and it can't come soon enough. In other news this morning, Fannie Mae says it needs $19 billion more dollars in government aid. The mortgage finance company posted a $23 billion loss in the first quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
Okay, so as we've said, the unemployment rate rose to 8.9% last month. We have brought you many stories on this show about people suffering through job insecurity. So here's a guy who welcomes it. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson met this anonymous New Yorker. He was working for a startup that got bought. So now he finds himself at this big, well-known technology company. He's there despite his best efforts.
Okay, so somewhere along the way, the economy went down a little bit, and the big company started to lay people off. What did you think on those layoff days?
The first round, I was 50-50. I was saying, well, if I get laid off, okay, but it's not great, but it's not the end of the world. If I don't, then at least I still have a job and can wait 6 months and see what happens.
Okay, so that was the first round.
So, second round, I was probably 65-35, hoping to get laid off.
In this economy?
Yeah, well, it sounds a little counterintuitive, and as I've talked to my friends about this, some of them say you're crazy, some of them say, yeah, that should be fine, we know you, you'll land on your feet.
Why not just quit?
Well, money. I mean, you can get severance and unemployment.
How much severance are you looking at?
On the order of months.
And you would be able to do what?
Well, probably first I'd take a trip somewhere for a couple weeks and clear my head, and then come back and get back to startup world.
You want to be laid off in the next round?
Yes.
What are you doing to make that happen?
Well, that's a little tricky. You can't really ask to be laid off because that's essentially quitting. And I don't want to... I'm not doing anything unethical. I've been taking vacation as much as I can. I've been working from home a lot. You know, doing what I've been tasked to do, but nothing more.
How much vacation have you taken?
A lot.
Now, we're not using your name, but you are going on national radio with your voice to talk about this plan of yours. Is this a part of your attempt to get laid off?
Yeah. Maybe this will backfire and they'll just simply cut me. I don't know.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson there with John Doe on the streets of New York. So how are you reacting to the financial fallout? Desperation? Optimism? Reinvention? Let us know by visiting us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is ahead 120 points this morning at 8,530. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.